What should you do if you suspect fraud, waste, or abuse in an HHS program? Well, there's an OIG hotline for that, 1-800-HHS-TIPS. That's what we're talking about today. I'm Tyler Daniels, and welcome to the HHS OIG's podcast. The OIG hotline accepts tips and complaints from all sources about potential fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement in Department of Health and Human Services programs. Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Diane Cutler, who is the OIG Hotline Director, joins us to tell us more about it. Diane, what is the OIG Hotline?
The OIG Hotline is where people report tips about fraud, waste, and abuse involving HHS programs, participants, or employees. The tips are confidential, and they're evaluated by investigations analysts, who then determine if further action is warranted. So within the OIG internal structure, the hotline is actually in the Office of Investigations. So another way you can think about the OIG hotline is if you consider how a community watch program functions, the hotline operates sort of in a similar way. Basically, the American people make up the national community, and when they see suspicious activity involving HHS, they should contact us, the OIG hotline.
Can you explain a little about how HHS works so people know when to contact the OIG hotline?
Sure. The HHS community is huge. People often know that CMS or Medicare is part of HHS, but they may not realize that there are other parts of HHS too, like NIH and CDC, the FDA, HRSA, SAMHSA. HHS is the largest grant maker in the federal government and one of the top three contracting agencies. It has a budget of nearly $1 trillion. And OIG provides oversight of HHS. So we are the HHS watchdogs, and tips from the public can really help be a force multiplier for OIG in our oversight of HHS. The hotline receives tips from anyone.
And when should one call the OIG hotline, and what are some examples of tips that the hotline does not take?
People should contact the OIG hotline whenever they suspect fraud involving HHS programs and employees. The hotline receives tips about healthcare fraud in Medicare, or grant and contract fraud in ACF or HRSA programs, or research fraud at NIH, or embezzlement involving Indian Health Services. And tips are reported to us about ghost employees, or providers billing for services not rendered, kickback schemes, suspected medical identity theft, or even application fraud for entitlement programs. The hotline also receives tips about relatives or social club members who are getting paid cash on a weekly or monthly basis so that clinics can use their Medicare patient numbers. Those are exactly the types of tips that should be reported to the hotline.
And how should somebody provide a tip?
It's best to be specific as possible and provide relevant names, dates and times, and how they became aware of the problem. If the tip is about potential fraud in grants or contracts, we ask that they include the name of the contractor or grantee and contractor grant numbers and award dates if they know it. If they provide names of anyone else affected by the problem, then our special agents can use that information to conduct witness interviews or possibly review Medicare billing claims information to identify patterns or anomalies.
What are some tips the hotline does not take?
So the hotline is not staffed to support emergency responses. So in case of a life-threatening emergency, people should call 911. And also, people should not report issues involving personnel matters, such as EEO complaints of discrimination and grievances against management officials, or equal employment or civil rights. One thing to keep in mind is that we do not want people undertaking investigations. We employ over 420 special agents, they're criminal investigators, throughout the country who are specially trained to conduct these investigations and work with the prosecutors at the Department of Justice to bring criminal perpetrators to justice.
And what's the impact of the hotline? What results have occurred because of hotline tips?
The OIG hotline results from fiscal year 16 should give you a good idea of the hotline's impact and also about the volume of work. The hotline received over 150,000 contacts, and of those, culled them down to a little over 20,000 that were viable tips that were referred to our special agents or to HHS program managers for review. The hotline also tracks investigations that started from hotline tips or were assisted by hotline tips. And in fiscal year 16, the monetary results from those cases totaled $45.8 million. Let me give you an example of a case that's highlighted in a recent OIG semiannual report to Congress. A tip was called into the OIG hotline and our special agents used that information to open a criminal case. As a result of that case, in the summer of 2015, a pharmacy CEO in Michigan was sentenced to 10 years in prison, $8.8 million in restitution, and was banned from participating as a provider in any federal health care program for 50 years. And overall, that case resulted in a conviction of 18 employees. And insurers had paid over $80 million to the pharmacy for adulterated and misbranded drugs that were sent to patients at over 800 nursing homes and adult foster care homes.
What if I suspect a healthcare provider is committing healthcare fraud, but I don't want to get that person in trouble if it turns out it's not true? Should I still report a tip?
Yes, definitely. A tip is one very small piece of information that may be used as part of an investigation. Our special agents all over the country have a lot of boots on the ground intelligence, so when they receive good tips, they can often know right away how that information may fit into a larger scheme. Tips can also provide supplemental information about a fraud scheme in an ongoing investigation, and they are particularly useful when our special agents were unaware of the fraud. Fraud is a crime of deception. It is theft, and it is intentional. So reporting a tip will not get anyone in trouble unless that person is intentionally breaking the law.
And how can one submit a tip to the OIG hotline?
Hotline complaints can be reported by mail, telephone, fax, or submitted online via the OIG website. The best way to report the tips is online, because then a person can directly explain the problem, and they can also upload documents and provide any other supporting information. If the person reporting the tip has medical records, those can be uploaded online, because disclosing those records to the OIG is not a HIPAA violation.
Can you report a tip anonymously?
And people can report tips anonymously, but the problem with that is that then our special agents do not have anyone to contact for follow-up to discuss the tip, so we encourage people to reveal their identities. The hotline appreciates the effort that people make to report a tip. We know it can be frustrating for people who have reported something to not receive any feedback, but reporting a tip is the right thing to do. The OIG hotline is motivated by the constant awareness that this work impacts all Americans, including some of our most vulnerable citizens like the elderly. Their tips are taken very seriously, and the OIG hotline will get them into the right hands.
Diane Cutler, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Diane is the director of the OIG hotline and an assistant special agent in charge. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tyler Daniels, and thanks for listening.